Considering that it was only 1861, he spoke with stunning prescience. If Lincoln ended slavery with an act of godlike justice, Sumner said, his name would be etched into history alongside those of Columbus and Washington. All Lincoln needed to do was deliver the final blow by issuing the proposed proclamation, Sumner believed, to end the war and earn eternal glory. As far as Sumner was concerned, the war's origin was slavery. The South committed treason against the Constitution to protect slavery. Slavery powered its economy and gave white men the free time to fight battles. Slavery digs trenches and builds hostile forts, and pitches its white tents and stations its sentries. In fact, he proclaimed that the rebellion is slavery itself, incarnate, living, acting, raging, robbing, murdering, according to the essential law of its being. By striking at slavery, what he called the ruling idea of this rebellion, Lincoln would win, and so would the North, and so would justice. Slavery is the very Goliath of the rebellion, he declared. But a stone from a simple sling will make the giant fall upon his face to the earth.